And so that brings us to, well, let's call it 12 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, so we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation and in the form of Shonisani Nepalama, who is the nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Shonisani, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you, and good morning to the listeners.
And thanks for joining us this morning once again. We're talking about dietary fiber today, and let's kick off with the question: is what is dietary fiber?
Thank you, Wayne. Dietary fiber is also known as the roughage or bulk. So, with the dietary fiber, it includes the part of plant food your body cannot digest or absorb. Mm-hmm. So unlike other food, our components such as fat, carbohydrates, and protein, which our body breaks down and absorbs, fiber is not digested by the body and also not absorbed by the body, but it does have a good benefit in the body and we need it for the healthy gut. Okay. So instead of it not being absorbed in the body, it passes through the stomach into the small intestine and colon and out of the body. So we have two types of fiber. We have a soluble fiber and also we have insoluble fiber. So when it comes to the soluble fiber, it's classified or it's a fiber that dissolves in the water and it is found in food like oats, pears, beans, apples, citrus, fruits, carrots, and berry. Mm-hmm. And also it can help lower cholesterol and blood glucose. While with the insoluble fiber, it is not dissolvable in water. And it is found in food like whole wheat flour, wheat bran, nuts, beans, and vegetables like cauliflower, green beans, and potatoes. Both these fiber, they do have benefits in our body. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that we are consuming both types of the fiber.
Okay. And how much fiber do we need to consume on a daily basis?
There is a recommended amount because we can't, too little is not good for our body and also too much is also not good for our body. Mm-hmm. So the American Heart Association, they recommend that an adult female consume 25 grams of dietary fiber a day and an adult male should consume 38 grams of dietary fiber per day. So this amount of 25 and 35, they include both insoluble and soluble fiber. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not that much, you know, if you kind of had to weigh it. But what are the benefits of eating a high-fiber diet?
There is a lot of benefit with regards to eating a high-fiber diet. As you've explained, the amount is not a lot, but if people are omitting some of the food that are high in fiber because of busy schedule, because we don't like them, we might end up not taking enough. So the reason why people should consider eating a high fiber diet is because it helps with normalizing bowel movement. Mm. This means that the dietary fiber, it increases the weight and the size of the stool and also it softens it. So with a bulky stool, it is easier to pass and also it decreases the chance of constipation. Mm. Mm. And for those that are experiencing a diarrhea or loose stool, the fiber will help to absorb the water, which will then solidify the stool, therefore reducing or preventing diarrhea. Okay. The other benefit is that it also helps maintain a bowel health because a high fiber diet, it lowers the risk of developing hemorrhoids and smaller punches in your colon. And also studies have found that a higher fiber, it has a chances to lower the risk of colorectal cancer. Mm. So the other benefit when it comes to soluble fiber diet, it also, as I mentioned earlier on, it does lower total blood cholesterol levels by lowering the low density lipoprotein, which is also called bad cholesterol. Studies have shown that a high fiber diet may also, it does also have beneficial benefits when it comes to heart health, as well as reducing blood pressure and inflammation. With regards to the insoluble fiber, as I mentioned, that we need both. The insoluble fiber, it does reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes because it slows down the absorption of sugar in the body and also helps improve the sugar levels in the body. Also, with regards to both the fiber, they do also help with achieving a healthier weight or to lose weight for those that are on a weight loss program because with fiber, we tend to chew quite, it takes time to chew food that are high in fiber, which means that we will end up eating less amount, and also which will lead to less calories, which means that we won't be eating too much energy than we need. And also with the fiber, it stays longer in the stomach, which means that we will fuller for a longer time, which will then preventing us to overeat, which in the long term can help with achieving a healthier weight.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a multifaceted approach to keeping you healthy. But can you provide us with some tips to increase our dietary fiber in our diets? You know, where do we start? I know you get breakfast cereals that advertise that they're high in fiber and things like that. Is that a good start?
Yes, that is a good start. I'm sure most of us in the morning, we usually start our day with a healthy, good breakfast. So that's when we can start incorporating fiber, because if we start it in the morning, it will be easier for us to make sure that all the food that we are eating, they do contain some fiber. So in the morning, when we start our day, we can incorporate whole wheat or high fiber breakfast cereals that contains 5 grams or more of fiber per serving. And also the other thing, instead of eating white or refined carbohydrates, we need to learn to switch to whole grains, which include like choosing brown rice, barley, whole wheat pasta, because that will also ensure that we are consuming enough dietary fiber. We should also, when we look at food, we should also make sure that we at least consume food that it contains 2 grams of dietary fiber, 2 grams of dietary fiber per serving, because that will also help us to achieve or meeting the recommended amount. The other thing that will help us with achieving our dietary recommendation for fiber is also to eat legumes like beans, peas, lentils, because these food are high in fiber.
Okay.
So we can incorporate this kind of food by adding them into our soup or green salad, or when we make things like nachos, because they will ensure that we're still meeting the recommendation. The other food that are high in fiber is eating fruits and vegetables, because naturally those, they do contain dietary fiber. So we should aim to eat 5 servings of fruits or vegetables. Vegetables and more per day, because these fruits and vegetables, they also contain vitamins and minerals that are healthier for our body. So the other thing also is, when it comes to snacking, we should choose fresh fruits or low-fat popcorn or whole grain crackers, because this food, they also do contain fiber. But we should watch out when it comes to nuts, because nuts are high in calories. Which means that we also need to limit the portion sizes that we are eating to ensure that we don't consume a lot.
Right. The other
thing, even though we are eating food that are having dietary fiber, we should always also remember to take adequate water, which is 8 cups of water daily, because water helps with the absorption of fiber, making it to be more functionable in the body.
So it's a case of the fiber sort of scrubs your system and then the water washes it away, and then you'll be healthy after that.
Yay.
Just putting it very, very simplistically. But Shaunisani, thank you very, very much. But last question, you know, you've given us a whole lot of information, but the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resources available as well. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
They can call us on our chat line 021-422-1586 if they want to talk or ask me for advice. But they can also visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za to get more resources on this topic.
Great. Shaunisani, thank you very, very much for chatting today.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for the listeners for listening.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks, Shaunisani. That's Shaunisani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And this chat will be on our website later on today as well, and shared on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's platforms.